Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Gilbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bannister. Wiggins moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hill for a passed ball. Wiggins scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiggins covering, for the out. Gilbert moves to second. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Roenick strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Hill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.